Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. Today I want to talk to you about choosing your own leader. So we have the Conservative Party now going through a leadership contest, looking to choose their own leader. And by the 5th of September, we're going to have a new Conservative leader and a new Prime Minister in the UK. Now, many of you might be sitting on the sidelines thinking, that's all great, but considering how important this position is, wouldn't it be nice if we had a say? It's the Conservative Party, it's their leader. But, and I want to relate this, I want to just use the analogy of politics, but actually, I recently wrote an article about choosing your own CEO. Wouldn't it be nice if across organizations, we had the ability to recruit or choose our own CEO? Back in the 80s, 90s, noughties, there was a lot of focus on servant leadership. You don't hear it as much now. But leaders are there to serve the organization and shareholders, but not just shareholders. It's the organization. They're there to create a culture that's conducive to get the best out of people, to make sure we're performing effectively. The environment is great for people to thrive, learn, grow, and be effective and productive. Now, if the CEO has got ideas that the majority of the organization isn't going to like, well, they should have an understanding of that. And if change is going to be made, if there's views the CEO holds that the organization doesn't think is going to work, then wouldn't it be nice if the organization had a chance to recruit their own CEO? So just like we're now sat here waiting to be told who our next prime minister is going to be, albeit from the same party, I wonder what impact it would have if, imagine a situation where CEOs had to pitch to ordinary employees across the organization, almost like a roadshow, quarterly roadshows you get. Well, imagine if potential CEOs had to go around and help people understand, here's what I'm going to do for you. Here's the value I'm going to add to your organization. Here's the difference I'm going to make. And then ordinary employees had a chance to say, you know what, I really like those views, or I really like that person, I'm going to choose them. And the employees got to choose their CEO. It would mean then that any future change that a new CEO is looking to bring in had actually been sanctioned by the employees. Employees don't want to hold organizations back. I think sometimes people get the wrong impression. Employees, and certainly I come across employee engagement surveys where people described as, you know, disparaging labels such as well poisoners, you know, looking to do harm to the organization. We mustn't forget, people joined organizations engaged. Disengagement is what we've done to them over the years, over time, over repeatedly poor employee experiences or people experiences. We've done that. We've created that. I often talk about employer engagement. You know, at what point are we going to hold that scorecard up, the results of the engagement survey, as a scorecard to the employer or as an employer to say, that's what I've done. That's what I've created. I don't think we often think about employers holding themselves to account for the culture and the environment they've created. Instead, we tend to look at how many disengaged employees have we got across the organization? And then let's go into action planning and, you know, and all that stuff we see that becomes potentially at times anyway, tick boxing. It's not adding value. It doesn't do anything. So if a CEO was to, or let's say you've got two, three potential CEOs for an organization, imagine if they had to pitch for their right of what they wanted to do, their views for the organization, where they think the organization should be, and where they'd want to go. Now, you might think, Amrit, there is no way on earth any potential CEO would ever want to do that, to engage the audience first. But if you did, and you got the job, you'd have a green light to go ahead and implement the changes you want to implement because they've already been sanctioned. You know, we know how hard change can be across an organization. And especially when the ivory towers develop the rationale behind the change, but it doesn't ever go beyond that. We're never really good at communicating why we're looking to implement the change, other than here's what we need to do, and here's the business benefit. Beyond the business benefit, we're never always very good at convincing or at least sharing the rationale of why we're looking to change. So by having a CEO recruited by the people, for the people, it would allow them to go ahead and sanction the change that they want to make. It would allow change to be implemented with support from the employees, and we might be able to make it faster, better, quicker, because people are then already thinking ahead to say, how can we now facilitate this change for this person that we've brought in as our CEO? And it could just be then a way of working. You know, we know that people in boardrooms don't have the answers to drive our businesses forward. Why? Because we're in an uncertain world. I liken this to, going back to my pharmacy days, forgive me, but, you know, the cell biology. Cells that adapt to the environment have more receptors on the outside. And while we've got so many employees working across our organizations, how can we ever rely on the nucleus, the sort of center, control center of the cell, to know everything going on around? It's the receptors on the outside we need to know and be in touch with them. So imagine appointing a CEO, being held to account, and imagine, take it further, imagine having regular reviews of the CEO. You could have a panel of employees who judge and decide the pay banding, the bonus structure, and whether the CEO has achieved their objectives or not. Imagine having a world where CEOs, and why stop it there? What about the board of directors, senior leadership team? This might sound radical, it might sound crazy, and it might never happen. But I certainly believe that there's a case being made now in the cost of living crisis that how can we justify 200 times, 300 times the salary of an ordinary employee for a CEO with golden handshakes and golden hellos and all the bonuses that you get with it. We saw recently with the government shakeup, people, ministers employed in jobs for just a couple of days, getting severance packages of £17,000. That doesn't seem right. So what if across our organizations, we could start to think about our organizations in a different way? What if we could change the way of work? And imagine how agile we'd become, where employees consistently or regularly could give feedback. Here's what we're seeing. Here's what's going on. We would have a vested interest in that CEO and that board of directors to be successful, because they're here to help develop the business. Now, you might think, well, why do we need a CEO when it's going to be this whole sort of communist approach, I guess, and that's not what I'm trying to do. But we need people to make a decision. We just need people at the helm to be listening to the people around them, to be listening to the experts, to the opinions of people on the front line who are seeing things that maybe people at the helm can't see. So, again, this goes back to an article I wrote a while back, which was the ability to choose your CEO and, you know, really pushing servant leadership to its limits, where we create this transparent, inclusive culture. Everybody knows the salary of the CEO. Everybody knows the agenda of the CEO, because they've been recruited by people, the ordinary employees. And then any changes being completely endorsed by the people across an organization. And then imagine the ability to innovate and create. The CEO could then hold regular catch-up meetings or regular sessions with samples representative of employees. And I'm not talking about an employee voice or a panel, because I think what we'd want to do is have a vast range of people, regular roadshows, quarterly events, where people can share their views, share their opinions of where the organization should be. So, leadership contest this week started with the Conservative Party. We will have a new Prime Minister, a new Conservative leader being chosen by the Conservative Party. But the implications are so much wider. And I understand why the rest of the public can't vote, because that's not the way it is. We'll get to vote in a general election. But if we take that to organisations, imagine the impact it could have if ordinary people had a chance to vote. So, time to choose your leader or your CEO. Have a think. Let me know your views, your thoughts on imagine if we could do that. What sort of world would we have? Would we have anarchy? Would we have a world of respect? Would we have a culture that is tolerant and appreciative of the people across the organization? That's all from me today. Join me again next week for more thoughts, views on employee engagement, culture development, leadership development, and everything else. That's all from me today. I'm Amrit Sander from The Engagement Coach. I shall see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.